Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you today from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of January 17, 2020. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. A reminder, we do not bowl in Raleigh tonight, January 17. Another reminder, candy money. Please turn in your funds. See Frances and let her know the status of your boxes. The second annual CBA 9-pin and Scotch Doubles Tournament is scheduled for tomorrow, Saturday, January 18. This is the Saturday of Martin Luther King weekend at All Star Lanes, 910 South Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N Road in Greensboro. Bowling will begin at 10 a.m., and there will be three games of 9-pin, no-tap team competition, and three games of Scotch doubles. We will bowl scratch for this tournament, no handicap. You may pay in cash the day of the tournament. Unless you have already, let me know. There is no guarantee that you will be paired with our league, but we can try. There will be cash first and second prizes for teams and for doubles, and there is a possibility we will have other fun prizes also. This tournament is a fundraiser for the CBA General Fund, which in turn will help fund our next James Benton Memorial Tournament and Shootout, scheduled for Newton, North Carolina, in the fall. We will leave from the J.C. Park at 6:45 a.m. with our usual breakfast stop in Burlington. Transportation of $20 is due when you get to the J.C. Park if you are riding in the van. See Carla with that money. Give entry money to Ginger if you have not already paid. Donations for a bake sale at the tournament are requested. Please bring wrapped treats such as cookies, candy, brownies, etc. And if you're not a baker, please bring some money. Got some things to buy. A sweetheart tournament. The Durham Pin Devils invite you to the 20th Annual Sweetheart Tournament to be held on Saturday, February 15th at 10 a.m., with registration beginning at 9 a.m. This will take place at Village Lanes, 330 North Hardy Street, H-A-R-D-E-E, in Durham, 27703. Their phone number is 919-682-9145. Entry fees of $35 are due no later than February 10. Outlaw entries are due in lane envelopes no later than Friday, January 31st. Mail entry forms to Durham Pin Devils, Wendell Williamson, Tournament Director, 908 Obsidian Way in Durham, North Carolina, 27703. If you need further information, you may send an email to Wendell at WendellWilliamson@yahoo.com. Next, the Roane, R-O-A-N-E, Tournament. We don't have details yet, but save the date of March 21 for the Charles E. Roane Invitational, which will be held in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. More information will be available in the next couple of weeks. The ABBA National Tournament. Make your plans now for the ABBA National Tournament, May 20 through 25th. Outlaw ground transportation will be available. We will have information on the cost for the vans in the next week or so. There will be a non-refundable deposit required if you wish to ride the van. That information will be announced soon as well. Outlaw registration deadline. Let us know and pay your entry fee by March the 20th if you plan to go so that we can start working on teams. You can change your mind all the way up until March 27. We will be trying to make up teams and get our entry into Sandy the first weekend of April to ensure we get the bowling times that we request. Any league which would prefer to receive information by mail, please email Sandy McDaniel, the name and address, so that she can then mail back to you. The earlier you send information in for the tournament, I will be able to place you at the times that you prefer to bowl. This will be based on how I receive the check and the forms in the mail. All bowlers are responsible for making their own hotel reservations. We will be staying at the Marriott Cincinnati Airport at 2395 Progress Drive, Hebron, Hebron, Kentucky, 41048. Phone number 859-586-0166. The room rates are $94 for a king room and $109 for a double room. The cutoff date is May 6, 2020. To get the group rate, make sure that you tell them that you are with the ABBA. They do provide a complimentary shuttle service from the airport and onward to Crestview Hills Town Center, offering a variety of dining and shopping options. They also provide a complimentary parking and internet feature. Bowling will be held at the Super Bowl Center at 510 Commonwealth Avenue, Erlanger, Kentucky, Erlanger, 41018. Buses will be provided for the short commute to and from the bowling lanes. These lanes were used for our 1980 and 1981 bowling tournament. The owner of the lanes will be providing breakfast, lunch, and a drink special. The pro shop will be open during the tournament. The lanes are wood and the approach is level with no steps. There is a convenience store in the parking lot if you need to purchase anything before returning to the hotel. SBBA tournament information. Note, we do bowl in Raleigh on April 3rd. This from the SBBA. Hello, bowlers. The bowlers in your league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Please encourage your league members to attend this year's tournament. We will be staying at Best Western Plus Haines Mall Hotel. That's H-A-N-E-S, Best Western Plus, Haines Mall Hotel, 3330 Silas, S-I-L-A-S, Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 271. This zip code has a problem with it. It says 271063. That's going to have to be corrected, so please ignore that zip code number for now. Included is complimentary hot breakfast and a complimentary Wi-Fi. The rooms are $74 plus tax for double queen rooms. Phone number to call for reservations is 336-893-7540. And when making reservations, let them know that you are with SBBA to get the special rate. The cutoff date is March 19, 2020. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Major League Lane, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. The phone number is 336-765-8009. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel, and everyone is welcome to come and participate because we value your opinions. Then at 8 o'clock p.m. until 10 o'clock p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and at noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. If you have not as yet sanctioned with SBBA and you would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 fee with the packet. So here are some reminders of the important dates and other information. Tournament date, April 3rd through 5th, 2020. Entry deadline, March 10, 2020. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, March 1, 2020. Hotel, Best Western Plus Haines Mall Hotel, Address 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Phone number 336-893-7540. Room rate $74 plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff March 19, 2020. Bowling Center, Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Phone number 336-765-8009. Entry fees, regular tournament $56 and master tournament $25. Make all checks payable to SBBA Tournament. Mail them to Sandy McDaniel, MC, capital D-A-N-I-E-L, 115 Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. The Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association Incorporated announces their January 2020 business meeting. To all GMS Alumni Association and friends, the association's annual or winter meeting is scheduled for Saturday, January 25, 2020, from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. at the Doubletree by Hilton Brownstone Hotel, located at 1707 Hillsborough Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27605. Phone number 919-828-0811. The business meeting will last no longer than 90 minutes. We need to set our agenda and or goals for the rest of 2020 and beyond. We will share expectations for our organization and our accomplishments thus far. After the business meeting, you will have an opportunity to enjoy yourselves with drinks and refreshments of all sorts. We've been able to secure rooms for those individuals who wish to spend a night or two at the Doubletree Brownstone Hotel, January 25th, 2020. The room rate is $119 per night plus taxes. The group code is GMS. If you have already made your reservation, you may call the hotel at 919-828-0811. Give them the GMS code and tell them to cancel your previous reservation and make a new one. Go Raleigh access issues? We need to know. Ricky Scott will be having a meeting with David Eatman and other city representatives regarding Go Raleigh access issues. He needs to hear from people who have experienced issues with trips not being entered in the system or people getting to work or other appointments late, especially at BISM. Please provide your name, the trip in question, and if this affected your pay or attendance record. This is very valuable information in order to try to make changes. You may also give this to Sharon B., and we will pass it along in writing. Also, if you normally subscribed for certain trips, such as bowling or church, please note that the city has changed their system, and this new one requires you to call each month to set the trips up for the month. And now the ABBA 2020 cash raffle. Hear ye, hear ye. Get your ABBA raffle tickets. The fundraising committee is sponsoring a cash raffle this year. You know, we all love winning cash, and these odds are much better than the lottery. Raffle tickets will be sold for $5 each or 5 tickets for $20. Two-thirds of the money raised will go to the ABBA General Fund, and one-third will be divided equally between 4 lucky winners. The more tickets that are sold, the higher the cash prizes. The drawing will be held at the 2020 ABBA tournament in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. Winners do not need to be present to win. Leagues may send in names and addresses of those wanting to participate, along with a check made payable to ABBA. Send that to Janice Urkilla, E-R-K-I-L-L-A, at 5253 42nd Street South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. You may call Janice with any questions at 612-722-3041. Chances will also be sold at the tournament in May. Remember, You determine the amount of the cash prizes. The more tickets you buy, the higher the prize. If anyone wishes some tickets now, please email Janice Urkilla at R-E-R-K-I-L-L-A at Comcast.net. And good luck from the ADDA Fundraising Committee. Coming back home, how about the hot shots for week 15? Here they are. Dennis Glenn, 118. Robert Parrish, 121. Shelby Foster, 112. Francis Council, 145. Albert Roberson, 158. Marjorie Conyers, 128. Ralph Height, 166. Twice. Zelda Price, 127. Letitia Adams, 145. Rochelle Sharp, 103. Lois Sanders, 121. Michael Edwards, 146. Tommy Simmons, 87. Don Ball, 101. Carla Smith, 160. Kevin Foster, 171. Thelma Crumpler, 114. Van McLean Sr., 116. Herbert Everett, 170. John Watson, 128. Matt Bowers, 120. And Dwight Jones, 133. ABBA awards are given as follows. Single games over average, 100 pins over, 75 pins over, and 60 over for averages of less than 100. Two categories, silver and bronze, and categories under that. So we'll just go through them. Silver, PM, 225 and over. Bronze, PM, 215 to 224. Silver, TM, 175 and over. Bronze, TM, 165 to 174. Silver PF, 195 and over. Bronze PF, 185 to 194. Silver TF, 155 and over. Bronze TF, 145 to 154. Silver SM, 260 and over. Bronze SM, 250 to 259. Silver SF, 230 and over. And bronze SF, 220 to 229. And a little more information, triplicates and the following splits are as follows, 4-6, 4-6, 10, 4-6, 7, 4-6, 7-10, 7-8, 10, 8-10, 7-9, 10, 7-9, and 7-10. If anyone bowls a game which qualifies for an award, please let Ginger know, preferably by email or a note, so that the award can be requested. And you're probably wondering who has a bye or what week do I have off. So here's the list who have of folks who have a bye for the rest of January and for the month of February. January 24, Team 8, the Silver Bullets. January 31, Team 4, the Gunslingers. February 7, Team 5, Strike Time. February 21, Team 1, the Sharpshooters. And February 28, Team 9, the Hangman. Remember that unless we have to make up an adverse weather event, we do not bowl on February the 14th. Give your sweetie a kiss instead. The calendar of events. The Wake Federation of the Blind meets regularly at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, the second Saturday of each month from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Robert Parrish is the president, and you may contact him at 919-616-1606 or by email at robertcparrish7@gmail.com. For a listing of audio-described performances, you can check out the Arts Access website at http://www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shtml. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Thursday, February the 20th from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Target Street in downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott, I'm having a little trouble with volume here, folks. Something's cut out. I think we have our little problem fixed here, so let's just go ahead and proceed with our calendar of events. I believe we were talking about the Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities. Their next meeting will be on Thursday, February 20th from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Harget Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the Mayor's Committee Chair, and his contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300. And the email address for Ricky is rickyscott09@gmail.com. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and its activities. And now we turn to recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. And we're going to have some more information after this. So often this is the final item on the schedule for the newsletter, but it's a little different today. Here's a note from the editor. If anyone has a recipe that they would like to share, you are invited to send that to her at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net. Because I'm always on the lookout for good and easy recipes. If there's something that you'd like to know how to make, let me know and I'll see if I can find it for you and include it in a future issue of Spare Times. Starting off, we have Amish cinnamon bread. No kneading, you just mix it up and bake it. That's easy, I like that. The batter will consist of 1 cup of butter softened, 2 cups of sugar, 2 eggs, 2 cups of buttermilk, or 2 cups of milk plus 2 tablespoons of vinegar or lemon juice. So you have an option there. Let's see, 4 cups of flour, 2 teaspoons of baking soda. And then for a cinnamon sugar mixture, take 2/3 of cups of sugar and 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. And here are the directions. Pretty straightforward. Cream together the butter, 2 cups of sugar and eggs. Add milk, flour, and baking soda. Put 1/2 of the batter, or a little less, into greased loaf pans, 1/4 in each pan. Mix in a separate bowl the 2/3 cups of sugar and cinnamon. Sprinkle 3/4 of the cinnamon mixture on top of the half batter in each pan. Add the remaining batter to the pan, sprinkle with the last cinnamon topping, swirl it a bit with a knife, then bake this at 350 degrees for 45 to 50 minutes, or until your toothpick tester comes out clean. Cool in the pan for 20 minutes before removing, and then I think you can start enjoying it. Next up is 7-Up Cake. 1 box of yellow cake mix, 1 small box of instant lemon pudding, 1 1/2 cups of 7-Up, 4 eggs, 3/4 cup of vegetable oil. And for the glaze that'll go on top, 2 cups of powdered sugar, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and 2 tablespoons of milk. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees. Spray a 10-inch bundt pan with nonstick cooking spray. In a medium bowl, combine all the cake ingredients. Mix until thoroughly combined. Pour the batter into the pan. Bake for about 45 to 55 minutes until inserted toothpick or a fork comes out clean. Allow it to cool completely. Then remove it from the pan. And for the glaze, in a small bowl, combine the powdered sugar and lemon juice. Add the milk slowly until you've reached the desired consistency, and then just pour it over the cake. Sounds like a good one to go with. Well, we have to put our sweet tooth behind us now and get back to business. We have a couple of scholarship offers coming up next in the newsletter. The first one, the American Council of the Blind, annually awards approximately 21 scholarships, ranging in amounts from $1,000 to $7,500. These scholarships are awarded to students attending vocational technical colleges, entering freshman, undergraduate, and graduate students who are legally blind, who maintain a 3.0 GPA, and who are involved in their school or local community. To qualify, each applicant must be enrolled in an accredited college or university in the United States for the upcoming fall semester. To read the scholarship guidelines and complete an online application, please visit www.acb.org/2020-scholarship. Applications are being accepted online through Friday, February 14, 2020 at 11:59 Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. Only application supplements which cannot be emailed can be mailed in, but they must be postmarked no later than Friday, February 14, 2020. If you have any questions about the American Council of the Blind or the ACB Scholarship Program, please contact the Minnesota office at 612-332-3242 or one of the Scholarship Committee chairpersons, Denise Colley, C-O-L-L-E-Y, at colleyd1952@gmail.com, or Rebecca Bridges, at bridgesrj@gmail.com. Scholarship winners will be announced in May. Each winner will be expected to attend the ACB National Conference and Convention, which will be held July 3 through 10, 2020, in Schaumburg, Illinois. The next scholarship offer is open to any North Carolina high school student with any type of disability. For the 21st year, the Exceptional Children's Assistance Center, ECAC, is pleased to announce the opening for nominations for the Matthew C. Graziadei, G-R-A-Z-I-A-D-E-I, Achievement Scholarship. And this is going to go to an outstanding North Carolina high school senior with a disability. All students with a disability, including students enrolled in the occupational course of study, students who will be receiving a graduation certificate, and students enrolled in Future Ready course of study, are eligible for nomination. The first place award is $1,500 for any post-high school learning experience or training, or for equipment or technology needed for employment. This check is made out directly to the student. Complete and submit applications by Wednesday, February the 12th, 2020. Applications are to be submitted in one scanned document via email or physically mailed to ECAC Graziadei Scholarship, G-R-A-Z-I-A-D-E-I, Graziadei Scholarship, 907 Barra, B-A-R-R-A, Row, R-O-W, Suite 102/103, Davidson, North Carolina, 28036. The winner, the student's high school guidance counselor, will be notified by May 1, 2020, if their student is selected. The award will be presented to the winning student during the student's high school awards ceremony. Based on the applications received, additional students could be selected as a finalist and will receive a small check and a certificate. For an application package in English, go to your email version of this issue of Spare Times and click on the link that is provided there. And if you have any questions or need additional information, please feel free to contact Cheryl at 800-962-6817, extension 314, or by email mcgaward@ecacmail.org. Time for some top tech tidbits. You can check out the top tech tidbits online to see archived information, or you can subscribe to have it come to you via email each week. The website address is www.flying-blind.com/tidbits. They offer classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc., as well as the tech tidbits. For this latest issue of Top Tech Tidbits, we are reading the titles and the short descriptions that go with them. First up, free Braille transcription webinars. The National Braille Association offers some short free webinars on different aspects of Braille transcription during January 2020. January 2020 Access World. This first issue for 2020 includes a review of the Braille Me Braille display from InnoVision, the Bose Frames, Apple AirPods second generation, and Plantronics M180 headset. A practical guide to three Bluetooth earphones for people with visual impairments. Audio Wizards from My True Sound, a sound investment for blind gamers, and workout with Aptive, AAPTIV audio exercise app, among other articles. Setting up and getting started with your Amazon Echo Dot on iOS. Much of this information is useful even if you are not using iOS to set up the Dot. RNIB Tech Talk 2020 predictions. We just finished the wrap-up shows for 2019, and now they're going to give you the prediction show for 2020. JAWS scripts for Team Talk 5 Classic. Doug Lee has made some important updates to these scripts. Teaching access technology using structured discovery techniques. National Federation of the Blind will offer a 3-day training for technology trainers on 14 through 16 April 2020 in Baltimore. Potential presenters are encouraged to apply by 14 February. Registration is not open for attendees yet. If you might like to present or attend, write to Matt Hackert, M-A-T-T-H-A-C-E-R-T. And that email address would be mhackert@nfb.org. Sorry for the mispronunciation, Matt. How to use Google Search like a power user. This article comes from Make the Tech Easier site. NVDA 2019.3 Beta 2 now available for testing. This beta of the long-anticipated release contains changes and new features since the last one. The new Microsoft Edge is now out of preview, and it is available for download. Here are the details about the new Windows browser and how to get it now or later. Flick Type Keyboard for iOS changes pricing, pivots from subscription model. This has been a popular keyboard among blind iOS users. Now it can be purchased for $2.95. A tour of the most interesting and strange tech announcements from CES 2020. This is a listing that is well organized and contains some very interesting gizmos. Dean Martineau on Tech Talk. Dean says, I'll be talking and fielding questions about my two available books, What Comes Next and The Legend of Top Tech Tidbits. This all happens live at 0100 GMT on Tuesday, 21 January 2020, and a recording will be made available. Blind Social Confidential. This podcast discusses two newer accessible social networks, Dabble and MeWe. And finally, Eyes on Success discusses communicating with Zoom. Episode 2003 features the popular communications package. Well, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This program is readily available after the broadcast as a podcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you for listening, and so long until next time.